This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In today's episode, I'd like to share with you a survey that was conducted by the Aware Academy. It is not an academic research. Nonetheless, it gives us a clear indication of how pornography has impacted the Muslim world in a very negative manner. Back everyone to the Aware Academy channel. You are watching Pandemic. This is the last episode in which we're going to discuss academic research about the harmful impact of pornography. But don't worry, we shall return in 2 weeks' time with Pandemic with the solution in mind. Now, let me share with you the history and the result of this survey. The Aware Academy over the years has been training people from across the globe on how to, number one, get rid of porn addiction, and number two, how to help others get rid of porn addiction. And while conducting our signature workshop titled 50 Shades of Hope, and by the way, you can contact us if you wish to receive the same training online or on site when COVID is over. Anyways, the workshop was organized in various cities around the world, but this survey was conducted in 4 countries only. And participants who took part in this survey were Muslims, males and females. The countries were Philippines, Hong Kong, Sri Lanka and Indonesia. 1,093 across these 4 countries have participated and answered 6 questions. These questions are: before this event, were you aware of the harmful impacts of pornography? Across the 4 countries, over 60% of the participants acknowledged that yes, before coming to the event to listen about the harmful impact of pornography, they already knew that pornography is harmful. And that tells us that people wanted to know how to get rid of that problem, how to get the necessary knowledge to extract this evil from our society. Question number two: if you have children, do you allow them to use internet devices, if they have any, in their bedrooms? Once again, a very similar result was found across the 4 countries, with over 70% of the participants said no, they will never allow their children to use internet devices in their bedrooms, with the minority of the minority, even less than 5%, said yes, they may allow their children to use internet in their bedrooms. And that tells us that the Muslim world as a whole is conscious of the fact that pornography and internet devices could be deadly for children if they use it behind closed doors. Question number three: are you familiar with your children's apps and games? Good news again. The vast majority of our audience, over 55%, said yes, they know about their children's games and apps. About 20% or so, they said no, we've got no clue. Parents out there, if you have children, do not allow them to use internet in their bedrooms. Once they have access to internet devices in isolation, there will be a very high chances for them to come across pornography. Question number four: do you agree with the approach that we should talk to our children at a young age about the dangerous impacts of pornography? 85% of the participants, they said yes, we do agree with this approach. We were so delighted to see the encouragement and the number of people who are supporting this idea, because if we as parents and educators are not going to speak and address this issue with our children, then pornography will do the job instead. Question number five: do you agree that a taboo issue like pornography should be discussed in public? Once again, we can never thank the participants enough who understood the seriousness of the matter. Nearly 90% of the participants have agreed that we should address the issue of porn harms in public. And finally, question number six: have you come across any people in your network who have struggled or currently struggling with pornography and or undesirable sexual addiction? And as we have expected, over 77% of the participants said yes. And we are assuming that either they themselves were addicted to pornography, or they have struggled with their loved ones, maybe with their children or with their husbands and so on and so forth. The bottom line is, as we all know by now, pornography is super prevalent and we need to battle this plague, otherwise it will take over the next generation and many, many generations to come. As I said in the beginning of this episode, we will take a break for 2 weeks and then we will come back with pandemic, but with a solution in mind. We will start addressing the issue from a recovery perspective. We will share tips and tricks based on our experience and knowledge for those people who are still struggling with pornography addiction. If you have found this episode and the previous ones are beneficial, kindly share them, subscribe to our channel, do us a favor and subscribe to our channel, comment on the video below, and we'll see you in 2 weeks' time with pandemic with a solution in mind. Stay safe.